This is Bob Wynn with A View from Here. So, where to start? We have a governor that's basically incapable of making a decision regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. Rather, she throws in her lot with four other governors in Washington, California, Nevada, and Colorado, and tells us it will be a joint decision. As we all know, what happens here in rural Oregon is vastly different than Portland, or for that matter, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Denver, and Seattle. But we're going to reopen the economy in tandem with them. How exactly does that make any sense whatsoever? It doesn't. It just shows that our governor is simply not capable of making her own decision. So on top of this ridiculous situation, she also seems to think that every county in Oregon is the same. Again, what's good for Portland? Well, by golly, that's what's good for the state as a whole. What rubbish. I applaud our county commissioners for adding their signatures to a letter to the governor from rural Oregon counties, trying to explain to her we are vastly different than the urban areas and should be allowed to open our economies. First, I doubt she'll read it, and second, I'm not sure she knows there are any counties south of Eugene. But if all that's not absurd enough for you, here comes OSHA. Yep, the Oregon Safety and Health Authority. Or the Oregon Stop and Halt Authority, whatever it may be. At the behest of the governor, they're going around the state handing out citations and shutting down businesses that are not, in their view, compliant with the governor's shutdown orders. Yes, you can almost hear them goose-stepping down the street as they wander throughout the state, corrupting and demolishing small business owners' lives, probably with glee in their little hearts. Can't you hear the conversation from a small business owner? Everything I own is tied up in this store. I have to open to feed my family and pay my bills. I can't survive another month in lockdown. Then the big bad wolf from OSHA laughs and says, well, too bad, Granny. Shut the door, lock it, and here's your several thousand dollar citation. Oh, and even though you can't open your business to make a living, make darn sure that you pay that citation promptly. Ah, yes, simply makes your heart go pitter-patter, doesn't it? Here's something to think about. From the governor on down to the Grim Reaper from OSHA and everyone in between that's continuing to strangle our economy, they're getting paid every week. Oh, and not just the salary check. I'm sure their retirement and health benefits are being paid as well. So, those making the decisions and carrying out the heavy-handed enforcement, well, they're not affected by this shutdown one little bit. Nope, they have absolutely no skin in the game, as they say. They don't have to worry about personal financial disaster because they get paid regardless. That is simply not right. When you make a decision and create a mess like this, you should suffer along with everyone your decision affects. Kind of a novel concept, isn't it? As usual, it's simply do as I say, not as I do. Perhaps that should be the state motto from now on. Or maybe it should be, I will make the decision as soon as four other governors tell me it's okay. Or maybe we should just make it really simple so everyone understands. Portland. That's it. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here for this morning.